This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's take you around the NFL with news yesterday. The Eagles finally decided on their new head coach. The Burger King Howard Eskin was wrong. It was not Josh McDaniels or Deuce Staley. They end up getting Nick Sirianni. Who is that? Nick Sirianni is an offensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts, serving under Frank Reich. Frank Reich had tremendous success for Carson Wentz. Mm-hmm. So instead of trading Carson Wentz to Indianapolis and getting him together with Frank Reich again and starting Jalen Hurts in Philly, the Eagles are going to bring Indianapolis to them, and Nick Sirianni is the new head coach of the Eagles and Carson.
I have absolutely no idea if this is going to work. Kind of out of left field. Yesterday it was Josh McDaniels, Deuce Staley, now all of a sudden Nick Sirianni. No idea. You know, this is like, well, you know, Frank Reich helped him. Maybe some guy who worked under Frank Reich would be able to help him. What? I don't know that it works like that. I have no idea that's the way it's supposed to go.
I now know why some of these consulting firms are involved in NFL head coaching hires, because the thought process for some of these teams, again, you have to remind yourself that they're billionaires.
Yeah.
These are billionaires, supposed to be the smartest people in the world making some of these decisions, but it's a decision in a totally different field. It's not in a Home Depot.
Right.
It's not in, you know, a Pepsi plant. It is in the National Football League, and they're like, okay, he learned from Frank Reich, and he can bring Frank Reich's ways over here. Nick Sirianni, the new head coach of the Eagles, and, of course, the name Eric Bieniemy was trending on social media. That you're telling me a no-name guy who shared a room, a coach's meeting room with Frank Reich, got a job over Eric Bieniemy, who's been learning under Andy Reid and helping the Chiefs and Pat Mahomes put up the Golden State Warriors offense. Here is Bieniemy yesterday being asked by reporters about trying to get a head coaching spot.
Here's the thing. It's always good to be mentioned and having an opportunity to pursue your dreams. And obviously, yes, I do want to be a head coach. But when it's all said and done with, my job is to make sure everything that we're doing right now is not to take away from the goals that we're trying to accomplish. The only thing that matters today, we got better. Okay, today we had an opportunity to make sure we can take care of situational football as far as short yardage, goal line, and our third down situations. So now it's time for us to go back in and chop wood, watch this tape, and get ready for the next day. We want to make sure that we're getting our guys ready to make sure they can take care of business on Sunday. My own personal business, when all that's time to take care of itself, that will take care of itself.
Very good answer. Would lead me to believe that he does not bomb interviews, as some people have said. But something's happening. There's some reason for it, and I still have yet to hear. Even after RJ Choppy detailed it at the beginning of the week, I have still yet to hear anyone on the national level bring up Eric Bieniemy's rap sheet and some of the legal issues that he's had in the past. I just think you should throw it into the mix to search for possible explanations why this guy continues to get frozen out, but it's going to be Nick Sirianni that tries to save Carson Wentz there with the Eagles.
And, you know, listen, Sirianni may be a great hire. I have no idea. He may be a train wreck. I support all Italians, all Italian last names. Of course, nobody with an Italian last name has you know, won a title is since Vince Lombardi. So there you go.
May as well hire an Indian.
May as well, right? May as well. Vince Lombardi. Parcells counts because he's half, but whatever. Do the Eagles do this because of Carson Wentz? Do the Eagles do this because he doesn't like Deuce Staley? Because Deuce Staley, evidently, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, thought that he was babied and coddled, and they treated the quarterback position and put him on too high of a pedestal. What a train wreck. What a train wreck.
It is. You better be sure that Carson Wentz is not a wuss, a mentally soft wuss. You better be sure that his mental acumen is Dak Prescott-like, because they right now couldn't be on more different planets in terms of having it upstairs. Carson Wentz sounds like an emotionally fragile baby, and they are betting the entire house on it.
Yep. And let me ask you this. Reports are that Josh – wow, I just voice cracked there. Reports are – that Josh McDaniels had a 10-hour interview. Who doesn't get a job after a 10-hour interview?
Man, if I have a 10-hour interview and I don't get that job, I'm asking a lot of questions about myself. Like, first off, why didn't they end the interview after 5 or 6 hours? And second off, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
What is wrong with me? People, this is a really good article in the Philadelphia Inquirer. People are saying that Josh McDaniels doesn't know how to relate to anybody. Yeah, he might be a football genius learning from Belichick, but there's a difference between arrogance and confidence, and he crosses that line over to arrogance. And some people just can't turn it off. They can't. Some people, you know, can just relate and be a magnet in any room. Talk to anyone in any walk of life. Can talk to the CEO and can talk to the drive-through worker, and they don't change their attitude or the way they look down upon them. And it sounds like Josh McDaniels cannot do that. And did he want the job? If he wanted the job, Josh McDaniels and what he did to Indianapolis and leaving them high and dry, that may haunt him forever.
It may. It really may. And, you know, because it's odd. It's like, you know, after 10 hours, it's like, wait a second. Did he turn them down or did they turn him down? Because, you know, 10 hours, if you can't figure out whether or not this guy or girl is the guy after a 10-hour interview, you got some problems.
You know, I don't know why I'm all of a sudden fascinated in the head coach hiring process that I've been the past 2 weeks. 10 hours is not enough.
No.
And you know, a week isn't enough. I mean, Mike McCarthy apparently put on a 10-hour Emmy Award winning acting class with the Joneses. I know this is going to be really insulting. It just makes me feel like Mike McCarthy would be a great guy to hang out in a bar with, because that's essentially what I think he did with the Jones boys. They cracked open some Camus or some Johnny Walker Blue, or cracked open a 30-pack of Miller Lite.
Yeah.
And, you know, people can be much cooler and much different when they got a few drinks in them. Like, oh my gosh, this guy, I want to go party with him on a Friday night. I wouldn't trust him to watch my kids, but going out on a Friday or Saturday night, they're awesome. Mike McCarthy grew up in a bar, okay? He grew up in a bar, and I'm like, they just had an awesome time chilling at Jerry's house, partying it up. So 10 hours is not enough. Just like it is with, you know, a free agent that you bring in for a visit, a college recruit, you can't know that person. You can't know their real habits. Just like when you're drafting a player, you can only find out when they're in your facility every single day for months and even years.
That's fair. That's fair. But then again, you know, sometimes you also just know about someone.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just know. And I don't know if the Cowboys were like that with Mike McCarthy, like they had a great first impression. Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe McDaniels was truthful about Wentz. You know, if you are, and this is one of these things I want to give these guys credit for if they tell the truth. Like, did Ron Rivera really believe in Dwayne Haskins and taking the Washington job? Or did he just say it to get the job? If you were going to get this Eagles job, you were probably going to have to actually believe or really lie in believing that Wentz can be saved, and Wentz is the guy. I also look at the owner. Are you just looking for what you want to hear? Are you just searching for a guy to fit your narrative? And their narrative is, we need to justify this contract. Maybe McDaniels and Lincoln Riley and some of these other people said, I don't think Carson Wentz is the guy. In fact, I think Hurts is probably better, and I don't even think Hurts is a full-time starting quarterback. So how many of these guys lie to get the job, and then they all change when they get in there? So I don't know. Maybe McDaniels doesn't think Wentz is the right solution.
Yeah. Well, how many lie to get the job? I would say a lot of them do.
I agree.
I would say we know Mike McCarthy did. I wanted the job. Yeah. That's what he even said. I wanted the job. I mean, he was going to say what they wanted to hear. And I bet you a lot of these guys do that.
Unless you wield the big stick, right? Unless you're Phil Jackson getting courted. Unless you're Greg Popovich. Unless you're Belichick. Unless you're Saban. Mm-hmm. This might be your only shot. Like Chris Richard saw his promotional opportunity come and go in a cocaine heartbeat.
Yep, vanished like a fart in the wind. It's just gone.
Vanished.
You can't find it anymore. Okay, you can't find it.
And Kellen Moore, I mean, the same thing may happen. Probably not with the Cowboys offense, but, you know, for these no names, you basically in the NFL, I just can't believe we're talking about this in the National Football League. You have one great coordinator season. You have one good season, or you get attached to the right guy. And you can get hired, but that may be your only window of opportunity. Yeah. Like the Colts offense, it wasn't mind-blowing. I mean, remember, Phillip Rivers was the guy. Now, they went 11-5. They were ninth in scoring. How about ninth in scoring these days in the NFL is 28 points a game?
Crazy,
28
right?
points. Go look at that for points scored and points allowed. Like, it's ridiculously high. It's crazy on both sides. But 28 points a game is only good for ninth in scoring. They were 10th in yards per game, putting up 378. But he was attached to Wright. And as simple and dumb as it may sound, Wright is known as the Wentz Whisperer. So maybe that got him hired. I don't know.
Maybe it did. And you know, their view on what they value as an organization, you know, was it we want to make Carson happy? Was it we want to have the best? Whatever. You know, that's going to be driving their decision here. And, you know, Deuce Staley didn't like the way he was babied. Didn't like the way – now, I get it. That's a running back talking. That's a running back talking. Quarterback whisperers are like, yeah, we get it. We understand. You ain't winning at any level without a good quarterback. You're just not. And for the Philadelphia Eagles, their number one priority, and this goes for every team, is to figure out their quarterback situation. Yep. And they feel that a quarterback guru is the best way to do it.
All right, let's get to the head coach audio that went viral yesterday. Oh, Dan Campbell, 6-year contract with the Detroit Lions, stepped to his introductory podium press conference and said this.
This place has been kicked, it's been battered, it's been bruised, and I can sit up here and give you coach speak all day long. I can give you, hey, we're going to win this many games. I can't, but none of that matters, and you guys don't want to hear it anyway. You've had enough of that, so excuse my language, all right? Here's what I do know, is that this team is going to take on the identity of this city, all right? And the city's been down, and it found a way to get up. All right, it's found a way to overcome adversity. All right, and so this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth. All right, and when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right, and we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right, and on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap. And we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing, all right? That's going to be the mentality.
Oh, we're going to hit your kneecap, all right? And then, Sean, what's going to happen is they're going to lose games, all right? And then they're not going to find a quarterback, all right? And then they're not going to be able to do anything, all right? But they are going to bite kneecaps off, all right? And then they're going to have a great weight room, all right? And then Dan Campbell is going to be bench pressing 450 pounds, all right? And then they're going to get popped for Anavar, all right? And then they're going to be on clenbuterol, all right? And then what's going to happen at the end of this is he's going to get fired in 3 to 6 years, all right?
Hey, Don't make fun of the mentality from Clifton, Texas, baby, and Texas A&M's very own Dan Campbell. He's 2 for 2 so far.
Yeah.
He got the job, step one, and he won the presser.
Yes.
Because I have one friend in Detroit, Michigan, and he's lighting up my phone with, yeah, ah. This is like all the Meatball Giants fans who absolutely fell in love, knees weak for Joe Judge and that type of press mentality. So props to Dan Campbell, 2 for 2 to start off.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.